Good morning. It is 8 a.m. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. It's 90.5 on your dial or WMUC.umd.edu in your browser. I'm Emma. This is Cover to Cover. I'm going to play a quick PSA, and then I will be back to introduce today's show.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
All right. I hope everybody is having a good Thursday morning. I think Seb mentioned it last week, but it's still very weird to be not at the end of the week. We have one more day. So I'm glad to be joining you a little over the halfway part of your week. Today's show is fun to me. And I know that for some of you, I'm going to need to have you walk with me. But I promise it will be fun for other people as well. I'm calling today's show Mainstream Musicals. So all of the songs today are recorded by all sorts of popular musicians across genres and across time, but they were originally written for musicals. I was a theater kid in middle school, probably to the surprise of no one. I was a techie, which I think is a little more defensible, but I like a good musical. I think it's very interesting how certain songs from musicals become adapted into just sort of the more standard American playbook. So that's sort of what today's show is looking at, and it's also an excuse for me to geek out about what the original musical source was. Some of them are kind of interesting to transition out of the context of the original play, so I'm excited for today's show. We're going to kick off with a 2013 compilation of Harry Nilsson's session recordings from 1968 to 1971, which includes a 1969 recording of Marry Me a Little from Stephen Sondheim's company. I'm a big Sondheim fan. This is going to become obvious throughout today's show, but I wanted to make it clear from the jump. It's a beautiful cover, and it's from a musical that I think is both beautiful and not one that necessarily produces songs that stand on their own as popular music. So I love this cover. I love Harry Nilsson. I'm biased on all fronts here. Also, of note, this recording is from prior to the show's opening. It opened in 1970. He recorded it in 1969. Just a fun little tidbit. We're going to follow with another Sondheim cover, this time from 2022. Ellery Ward is a singer-songwriter who's released a couple of acoustic cover albums of songs from Sondheim musicals. This is her version of Merrily We Roll Along from the 1981 musical of the same name, which a film adaptation of the musical, which once was like a historic failure, is being filmed over the 20 years that the musical takes place in. Production started in 2019. I have no clue what anyone involved with that musical is doing now, but it is interesting and compelling to me. And then we are going to jump back to 1963 with a track from With the Beatles. This is the Beatles cover of Till There Was You, which is from the 1957 musical The Music Man. The original was written by Meredith Willson. First, though, Harry Nilsson with Marry Me a Little.
Marry me a little, love me just enough, cry but not too often, play but not too rough. Keep a tender distance so we'll both be free. That's the way it ought to be. Marry me, little do it with a will. Make a few demands I'm able to fulfill. Want me first and foremost, not exclusively. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready now. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can be my best friend. I can be your right arm. We'll go through a fight or two. No harm, no harm. We'll dig not too deep, and we'll go not too far. Give up a thing, we'll stay who we are. Right, okay then, I am ready now. Won't someone marry me a little, love me just enough, warm and sweet and easy, just the simple stuff. Keep a tender distance, so we'll both be free. That's the way it ought to be. Marry me a little, body, heart, and soul. Passionate as hell, but always in control. Love me more than others, keep me company. That's the way it ought to be. I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Oh, how careful we'll be. Oh, how gently we'll tread. All the stings and ugly things we'll keep unsaid. Love and respect. You promise whatever you like, I'll never collect. Right, that's it then. Okay, I'm ready. Won't someone marry me a little? Love me just enough.
Rolling along, rolling along. did you get to be here? What was the moment? How did you get to be here? Pick yourself a road, get to know the countryside. Soon enough you're
Beatles covering The Music Man, Till There Was You. That musical opened 8 years maybe more recent. This, I think it was 6 years before they recorded that in 1963. So that would be like if Harry Styles was like, I'm recording Hamilton. I'm dropping that on the new disco album. This is Cover to Cover. We're doing what I'm calling my mainstream musical show. So popular artists covering songs that were originally written for musicals. Louis Armstrong is providing us with the first of many jazz covers on today's show. The musical number, particularly from the early 20th century to Jazz Standard Pipeline, is very real. We will see this as the show progresses. In 1964, his rendition of the title track of Hello Dolly was released. The original is from Jerry Herman's musical of the same year. Hello Dolly, in turn, was based on Thornton Wilder's 1954 play The Matchmaker. It's a great recording. It's very fun. It's Louis Armstrong. You can't dislike it. We're going to follow that with a track from Blondie's 1980 release Auto American, which includes a whole bunch of stuff from a whole bunch of genres. The closing track of this album is Follow Me, which is from the 1960 musical Camelot, written by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lua. And then after that, I have a track by Amy Winehouse from the deluxe edition of her 2003 album, Frank. It includes a demo covering Someone to Watch Over Me, the jazz standard, which was popularized by artists like Frank Sinatra in 1946 and Ella Fitzgerald in 1950, was written by George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin for the 1927 musical O.K. First, though, Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly, this is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You lookin' swell, Dolly, I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never away again.
Bye. fire shine. Where we'll walk through an emerald door, and for thousands of breathless evermores, my life you will be. Only you, only I. World farewell, world goodbye. To our home beneath the sea we shall fly. Follow me.
The love is blind, still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain land I've had in mind. Looking but he's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood, and I know I could always be good to one who'll watch. Have
That was Amy Winehouse's demo covering Someone to Watch Over Me, released on the deluxe edition of 2003's Frank. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. That's 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu in your browser. I hope everybody is having a nice Thursday morning. We are so close to the end of this week. I'm doing mainstream musicals today, so these are all songs written originally for musicals that have been covered by popular artists across time and space and genre. Up next, I have a cover of Send in the Clowns, and I want to preface this by saying that my favorite cover of Send in the Clowns, which has been covered by many, many people since it was written for Sondheim's 1973 musical, A Little Night Music, my favorite cover of it is Tyler Childers from 2020. It's a fiddle instrumental. It's incredible. Unfortunately, I try not to play the same song across multiple shows because it encourages me to find new covers of songs. So I don't have that for today's show. But if I can send you all on a side quest, please go listen to Tyler Childers' cover of Send in the Clowns. It's beautiful. It will mess you up like the song is intended to. For today's, I have a very different version. I've got Grace Jones's version. It's the lead track from her great, wonderful, wacky disco 1977 collection portfolio. We're going to follow that with a release by Sinead O'Connor from a jazz record, Am I Not Your Girl, which is from 1992. There's something about the early 90s where a lot of alternative artists went a little jazzy with it. I'm not sure what was the social trend prompting that. Anyone who was alive and kicking and listening to Sinead O'Connor and Bjork in the early 90s, text me. Let me know what was going on that everybody made that switch. Anyway, this album has a lot of covers of jazz standards, which, as we've established, many of them come from early 20th century musicals originally. This is Sinead O'Connor's version of I Want to Be Loved by You, written for the 1928 musical Good Boy by Herbert Stothart, Harry Ruby, and Burt Kalmar. The track, as you probably know, was popularized by Marilyn Monroe in the 1959 movie Some Like It Hot. And then we're going to follow that with Ella Fitzgerald's rendition of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered from 1956. The Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart song was written in 1940 for the musical Pal Joey. Before that, though, Grace Jones's version of Send in the Clowns. Thank you.
just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Boo boo be doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. To feel the desire to make you my own. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone.
A fool, and don't I know it? but a fool can't have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Sing to him each spring to him and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. When he talks seeking words to get off his chest, horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Burned a lot but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic, life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more.
That was Ella Fitzgerald with her cover of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered from her 1956 album Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Rodgers and Hart Songbook. I'm Emma. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. It's 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu in your browser. Up next, have a little bluegrass for you all. This is a track from the 2013 album Rock of Ages, released by Billy Strings and Don Hewlin. This is their bluegrass version of Summertime from the 1934 George Gershwin opera, Porgy and Bess. After that, we have a track by the great Nina Simone. This is her version of Love Me or Leave Me, released in 1966. The song was written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn for the 1928 musical Whoopi. And then following that, I have another track written by Rodgers and Hart, musical number turned jazz standard, originally written for their 1937 musical Babes in Arms. This is Loewe's single covering Where or When from 2024. First, though, Billy Strings and Don Ulen, Summertime.
Catfish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich and your mama's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing, gonna spread out them wings and take to the sky. Until that day, you better hush up your crying, 'cause your mama and your pappy, honey, they're standing by. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich and your mama's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. I said, hush, little baby.
Me, leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Hey, I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love is your love. There's no love on nobody else.
Like this before, we looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happened for the first time seem to be